Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Food for Your Soul. We are your hosts, Pastor and Evangelist White. Please go with us to the throne of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, O gracious Lord, we come to you today and say thank you. Excuse me, for we know somewhere someone was not able to say that today. Thank you for allowing us to live to see 2016. Please remind us all that if we do not change our mindset, it will just be another year. Lord, we bless you for this fresh manna from heaven. We ask that we become the vessels that you use to bring such an on-time word. Allow us to increase so the Holy Spirit will allow us to decrease so the Holy Spirit will increase. In Jesus' sweet name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, good people. Good morning, Pastor White.
Good morning, Evangelist. How you doing?
I'm blessed, highly favored, on top and still rising. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Happy New
Year. Happy New Year to you, too.
It's the first message for the year,
yes,
2016.
Sir.
Happy
yes.
New Year to everyone listening.
Amen.
Praise
and what
Lord.
A great message to start off with, right?
Amen.
Yes. The message that God has given today is tried by the fire.
Ooh-wee.
Mm. And a lot of people are just like, whoo, I can't wait, and you know, 30 minutes just really does not do this justice. It's almost as if we might have to go longer. You know, one of the ones that I wanted to go real quick to, Pastor, and then you chime in at any time, was 1 Peter 1 and 7. That's 1 Peter 1 and 7, and it reads, "That the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold, that perisheth though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." And I say true faith cannot be destroyed, though God is in the process of refining faith through our trials.
Amen.
What do you think about that, Pastor?
Well, you, in order to really, what that is saying to me is that in order to really know who you are,
yes.
I think a lot of times we want to have this ability to be able to deal with issues.
Yes.
And to deal with things that we get hit with in life.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes God has to allow us to go through different things in life so that we can validate who we are in Him. Because if you don't know who you are in God, and that is so important. If you don't know who you are in God, then therefore you don't know what it is that you can take. You don't know why it is that you go through what you go through. So it is important that the gospel that is within you is not hidden, but that it is tried and that it is refined and that it is purified so that that power will be in you to know who you are, so that your light will always be able to shine.
And I like that, Pastor. I like what you said about it being tried and refined. And that's one thing about gold. You know, gold is placed into the fire, not to just see how much heat it can take, but the gold is placed into the fire so that all the impurities of it can come out. But in order for you to get that beautiful, special piece of gold, it has to stay in the fire until it's burnt out. The same thing with us, and the fire here we're speaking about is the Holy Spirit, correct?
Right. And not only that, but why does that gold have to go through what it goes through? The reason why is because you got a lot of fake gold pieces
come
out there.
Come on.
And it's stamped 24 karat gold, and it's not.
Come on, Pastor.
And sometimes, you know, things that are around us and things that come around us and present itself as gold, the fire will let you know. Ah, praise the Lord. When fire comes, when testing times come, it comes so that you can see the authenticity of those different things. Because if you're 24 karat gold,
come on.
And I'm 24 karat gold.
Yes.
When fire comes, it shouldn't shake us.
Come on. And you know, Pastor, it's so good that you say that, because my late grandmother used to say, sooner or later that word will find us all. And when you talk about that, you know, it is so true, because I remember a lot of people would get like fake Gucci bags or whatever, but when someone with a real one came and you could tell the difference or whatever, but if you never knew what real looks like and you have a fake one too, then when real comes on the scene, you know, we're trying, but it's so true about what you said about the gold.
And, you know, being able to discern and know, and the way we discern is when it's being tested and tried through the fire.
Amen. And what's so awesome about it, because I was just looking at it, I was saying, okay, so there's one, with gold, there is a certain heat that
yes.
actually melts gold.
Yes.
But then, you know, there's a lesser heat that's just hot enough just to burn off the impurities.
Purify, yes.
And then once you reweigh it, it tells you exactly what that carat is.
Yes.
So sometimes we go through different things in life just so that the authenticity of the gold can be verified, and God wants that verified in us.
I like
by
that.
Us being able to withstand
yes.
Certain types of things that come, it is to encourage us and to remind us of who we are, and so that we can stay focused.
Yes.
So therefore, there is a fire that John the Baptist talked about when he
yes.
said that he who come after me, whose shoe latches I'm not even able to lace,
yes.
he said, worthy. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost
yes.
and with fire.
Yes.
And this fire in my mind is a passion for Christ.
Yes.
It is so that my will and the things that I might see on the inside and how I might evaluate things does not override the will of God.
Yes.
So that my will, so that I decrease,
yes.
so that the Spirit of God that is in me will always be able to shine.
Yes.
I don't want my feelings to get in the way. I don't want my interpretation of a thing to get in the way. But I want a fire and a passion on the inside to make sure that what I'm looking at is measured by the Word of God.
And I like what you said about you want a fire and a passion on the inside so that you can look at it. It says gold tried in fire in the Bible is a symbol of faith tested by suffering.
Amen.
Through our trials and tribulations, rough edges were smooth and sharp edges were cut off until we more closely resemble what we were meant to be. God allows us to go through hard times so that we may grow and become smooth and shiny. His goal is for us to become a reflection of Him that not only He can see, but also so others can see Him in us. I always say when people see me, I want them to see the Jesus in me first, you know. Fire is the best way to purify gold, and the same way the refiner puts the gold into the fire to take away all impurities is the same way God, as our refiner, tries us with the fire. And, you know, I think about it. He knows the very strands. He's able to know the very strands in our head. He knows the things that we need. And I believe it was in Job 23:10 where Job was saying that, I believe he was saying, but he knoweth the way that I take when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Only God knows. God knows each and every one of us. The problem is many of us don't want to stay in the fire long enough for God to do what He needs to do. We keep getting out saying it's too hot. This is a suffering way, but nobody wants to go. You know, everybody wants to be a diamond, Pastor, but nobody wants to get cut. Everybody wants to be gold, but don't nobody want to go through the fire.
Uh-huh.
Everybody wants to get up and preach, but don't nobody know what comes behind with that preaching. So there is something on the inside that sometimes we cannot even identify or even know what it is that God is saying, I have to put you through the fire. There's still some areas, there's some things that you picked up along the way that I never intended for you to. So I'm going to have to put you through the fire through this. And because God knows us, He already knows what He has placed inside of us.
Yeah.
And so we have to trust the process that God knows just how much to burn up out of us until we become pure.
That's right. And ain't it funny that we're talking about Peter who walked with Jesus but
Come
who
on.
Had issues within himself.
Yes.
And Jesus was, you know, telling Peter, he said, look, Peter, do you love me? And, you know, he said, yes. Peter, do you love me? He kept asking him three times.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, he told Peter that he was going to deny him.
Mm.
You're going to deny me, you know, because there's some things, amen, on the inside of us that, you know, before we really get baptized with this Holy Spirit, before
yeah.
we really, and let me tell you something, a lot of people professing that they have this Holy Spirit,
come
they
on.
Don't have it.
Come on, Pastor.
And sometimes this fire comes to let us know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not a thing that we know, but you should be able to take some things.
Yeah.
We should be able to deal with some things in life
yeah.
so that our light will always shine.
Yeah.
In other words, when we find ourselves in difficult situations, what that has to do with the light shining?
Mm.
Even when I get hit with devastation, even when I have to overcome, God is saying that still has nothing to do with you still being a light.
That's right.
let your light so shine that men shall behold your glory.
That's
so
right.
Men shall behold the glory of God. That is the only way.
Yes.
That we in the world will be able to stand out from the things of the world, from the children of the world. We supposed to be different.
That's right.
We supposed to be able to take some things and deal with some things.
Yes.
But we find out that, you know, that is not always the case. But if judgment don't start first in the house of the Lord,
come on.
Let me tell you something. Where is the loss going to be?
And you know, Pastor, true faith cannot be destroyed. Although God is in the process of refining us, if you truly have true faith and you really got the Holy Ghost on the end, it cannot be destroyed. You know, there oftentimes, you know, the other day when I was speaking to God, I said, you know what, Lord? There are just some things that was not meant for me to understand.
Yeah.
And there's just certain trials and storms that you want me to go through, and that's just it. He wants me to go through. He never said try to understand it. He never tried to say fix it. He said just go through it. And as I'm going through it, there's things that God is doing that I don't even know that has not been released in the spirit yet.
Yeah.
And so what happens is we're supposed to go through the fire, but many of us stand in the middle of the fire and we get burnt. And that's not what we were supposed to do. We were supposed to go through the fire and go on the other side onto God. But we stay and we look at our circumstances and we look to the left and the right and it's woe, it's me and all these different things, and it is a suffering way.
Yeah.
And oftentimes I believe that the trials and the faith that come that try us is not because we've done something wrong, is not because you know, so and so is out to get you. It's the trying of our faith. You know, are we really who we say we are in Christ? Okay, well then when the trial comes, because it's the same thing that you were speaking about with Jesus and Peter. And Peter denied him 3 times, even though he said, I love you, I'm for you. And so one of the things that God was saying to me is, why think it's strange? One minute they was calling me Hosea, next time they was crucifying me. So when the world does it to y'all, why are y'all so up in a, they've done it to me. And I gave you all the word telling you exactly what was going to be and how it was going to be. But what happens, Pastor, is I believe a lot of us are past book scholars. We have our own intellect where we think that the fire is only an indication that we've done something wrong. But oftentimes the fire is to purify us, because God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Can't no flesh dwell in his presence. And so God has to clean us on the inside out. It's not enough to just do lip service and say I am of God. It's on the inside that God looks at. God looks at faith, and that's what moves God.
And one way or the other, you can talk the talk all you want to, but the fire and the storms of life,
yes,
is going to come.
Yes.
The situations are going to present itself,
yes,
for the purpose of proving us.
Yes.
You see, so don't think it's strange concerning the fiery trials as though some strange thing has come upon you.
Yes.
But just look at it from the fact of, God, is this something that you want for your glory? Is this something that I need to continue to grow in faith? I'm
That's
reminded
right.
of the three Hebrew boys.
Mm.
You see, those three Hebrew boys, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego.
Okay.
You know, I know probably, you know, something within them was struggling at a moment maybe to bow down and to give obeisance like everybody else was doing to those images there at that time.
Yes.
But something rose up in them.
Yes.
And they said, you know what, do whatever it is that you're going to have to do. Because one thing about it, no matter how hot the fire,
yes,
I serve a God that is able to still deliver.
That's right.
And when they were thrown into that fiery furnace,
yes,
and when they were not consumed, you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
When the thing did not overtake you, faith increased. And when your faith increased, there's a praise that increased.
Yes.
Because there is a justification and there is a proven fact,
yes,
that I'm surviving something that I shouldn't, that I'm moving through something that I shouldn't. So a lot of times we go through things in life, believers, so that we can be qualified and prove to really be a child of God.
That's right.
And they thought they only threw three in there.
But God was in there with
them. See what
them.
I'm saying?
Thank
but then
you,
they
Jesus.
Looked around, they seen a fourth person in there.
Woo.
Dancing and praising,
yes,
God. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
See? So when we go through fiery storms,
yes,
let's stop looking at it as a woe is me moment.
That's right.
And look at it as another opportunity for God to show himself glorious in your life.
And that's so great, because I was saying in the prayer,
2016 will be just another year if you don't first change your mindset. And now, instead of us going through the storm saying, "Woe is me, Lord," or going through the fire, how about we say, "God, what are you showing me? What lesson is it that you want me to get from this?" You know, sometimes it's not so much as what we say, it's about how we say it and what the results that we're trying to get. If we look at it as an attack just on us personal, it will forever be a personal. But if we look at it that it's to glorify God, then we take our eyes off of us and we put our eyes back on God. God, I know that you will not put more on me than I cannot bear, and you know everything about me. So if you are allowing me to go through this, it's because you need to go ahead and purify, take something else out of me. I got to stay in the fire, and I'm going to stay in the fire until God tells me that it's time to come out. Oftentimes we get in the fire.
And I believe that that's what God really wants to burn up the most.
Yeah.
And this thing, I believe, with a lot of us is pride. It is our way of seeing something outside of the way God says it has to be.
Yes.
Can I read the scripture?
Yes, sir.
I have to read 2 Corinthians in the fourth chapter.
Yes.
And let me just read a little bit of this. Starting at the first verse, it says, "Therefore, seeing that we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ."
Yes.
Almost finished. "But we have this treasure where? In earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
Yes.
We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed.
Yes.
We are perplexed, but not in despair.
Yes.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're cast down, but not destroyed.
Yes.
Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies.
Yes.
For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus may be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We have a treasure, Evangelist, in this earthen vessel, that the light, amen, that is in darkness may shine."
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
"But men so much love darkness rather than the light that they don't come to it."
Yes.
"But it's not about you."
Yes.
"It's not about how I feel."
Yes.
"It's not about what I think."
Yes.
"It's not about you hurting me."
Come on.
"It is about the gospel of Jesus Christ being able to shine outside of my pain."
Yes.
"Outside of my hurt."
Yes.
"I am troubled."
Come on.
On every side. "I recognize the fight. I know what I'm in."
Yes.
"But I'm not, you know, in despair."
Yes.
"I'm not troubled. I'm not knocked out. I'm perplexed. My mind is blown."
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? But I'm not in despair. I'm not tripping over it.
Yes.
You see, because I know what I'm in.
That's right.
You know?
But the question to that, Pastor, is many people don't know what they're in. See, many people are trying to fight this spiritual warfare in flesh.
Uh-huh.
And you can't see a spirit.
You can't.
You can only fight a spirit with the word of God. And so many are so exhausted because they're fighting. "I see you. I'm mad at you. And it's a spirit.
And not only that, this is very important and one that I am I'm just stuck on, and that is the love of Christ being on the inside. If you don't have the love of God on the inside of you,
that's right.
But if you don't love the brethren, because the Bible says if the love of God is not in you, you are a murderer.
Yes.
And if it's so easy to disregard your brother, you a murderer, and the truth is not in you. But the love of God, it constrains us.
Yes, it does.
But it also brings us back into focus of what we are in.
Yes.
And you're absolutely right. I think sometimes we don't really look at or really acknowledge what it is that we are in, because we're trying to look at this thing from natural eyes, and we don't realize that we are dealing with spiritual wickedness in high places. We ain't wrestling against flesh and blood.
That's right.
You know, we are wrestling against principalities and powers, rulers of darkness of this world.
Yes.
And it's really sad when you can get hit with things that blow your mind, and really that does not make any natural sense. When you really look at the fact that Jesus Christ was taken and put on a cross, he didn't actually do anything wrong.
That's right.
What did Jesus Christ do that justified the cross?
Nothing.
Yet he came to be put on the cross because there is a spiritual battle, because there is something that he wants to reach in us that goes beyond what we see.
That's right.
You understand? So that's what Peter is dealing with in the scriptures that we're talking about.
And, you know, what I liked about the faith is, it doesn't matter what comes my way.
Yeah.
Don't mistake some tears or pain. I'm human. But my faith is not shaken.
That's right.
When you know not only who you are, but whose you are, it doesn't mean that when the trials come and the storms come, it doesn't kind of knock you sometime or, whoa, I'm a little blindsided by that. I didn't see that. But my faith on the inside, I have made it up in my mind that I do not know what the end looks like, but I'm going all the way with God. So come hell or high water, doesn't matter who's with me or who leaves me, doesn't matter if I have to stand by myself, I have made it up in my mind that I'm going to continue to be tested through the fire, that I'm going to let God finish the perfect work that he started in me.
Oh, yeah.
I got my mind made up that I'm not going to get distracted from the left or to the right. I'm not going to allow myself to lose focus on what God has called me to do. And so what happens is the devil knows his time is so short.
That's right.
And if I can get you to lose focus, if I can get you to stop building the kingdom of God, if I can get you to stop speaking a word into people, then I can win. But devil, you are a liar, because I already know that Christ has already won the war. See, what happens is we go against so many battles, Pastor, and we don't even come with our proper armor on. And so when the enemy tries to come, many of us break and bend, and we run whichever way. But when God is truly in you, and he has been the foundation that you can stand on, I can stand on the word even when I don't understand. I can stand on the word even when it hurts. I can stand on the word even when I'm going through the fire, because I know that God really loves me. I know that God has the best for me.
Amen.
And I know that in order for me to be the vessel and for the oil to continue to move, God has to continue to put us through the fire so that we can win the loss no matter the cost.
Amen. So what God is telling me from everything that you're saying and what I'm picking up is we have to stay focused.
That's right.
We have to stay focused on the mission.
Yes.
We have to stay focused and not get afraid and not be afraid when testing time comes.
Amen.
And when fiery situations come. God has put something in us in these earthen vessels that gives us the ability to know the excellency. See, when you're seeking for the excellency the knowledge of who God is, there's something in you that doesn't just stand or take a certain situation.
That's
we
right.
take that thing to God.
That's right.
And we make sure that we're not moving in a way that is not pleasing to God.
There you go.
And everything that we do,
this
passion on the inside of me wants me to not even believe in myself.
That's right.
But to have all my confidence in God.
Yes.
You see, because I can be wrong in how I'm interpreting something.
That's right.
But I should always be able to give an answer to the hope that is in me.
That's right.
I should always be able to give a brother or a sister an answer as to why we do what we do.
And you know, Pastor, the thing about being in the fire, you can't just say, I'm a Christian, I'm in the fire. There's some work that you must do to prepare yourself for the fire and the trials that are coming.
You need to get in a Bible teaching church.
Amen.
Amen. You need to be able to be prayed up. You need to know how to fast and consecrate. You need to get on your knees. You need to seek God's face. There are things that we have to go through and things that we have to prepare ourselves for the fire, for the trials that are going to come. I've never seen Uncle Sam send any of his army without preparing them for the fight that is to come. So we need to prepare for the spiritual fight that is to come and that we already are in and did not even know.
Praise the Lord. And I think we talked about that, and I preached on that on Sunday.
Yes.
When we talked about pain.
Come on.
And I talked about the things that we have to walk through in this life.
That's right.
And the things that we have to carry has a testimony.
Yes.
To what God can do. But everything because of sin is associated with a pain.
That's right.
And the pain is there to remind you and to let you know that if you want to get to good, you're going to have to go through something.
That's right.
A woman, when she is in travail, has a result of giving birth to a child.
Yes.
She is in pain.
Yes.
But after she delivered that child,
joy.
You see, joy then comes, and there's no more remembrance too much of the pain.
Amen.
Or focus on the pain.
Amen.
But you have to go through some things in order to get to something good.
Amen.
And so sometimes pain can be used by God as a training aid.
Mm.
You understand?
Yes.
When you go through basic training, all you soldiers out there, it might be some painful things that you're going through at the time.
Yes.
But when you go through that tough training.
Come on.
Once you are graduated and you move on to the next level, you appreciate it because you made it.
That's right.
And God knows that if a lot of things come easy to you, he will not get an appreciation.
Mm.
And he will not get the glory of him being the one that delivered you.
That's right.
But then you can have confidence in an ability. You can have confidence in your degrees.
Jesus.
You can have confidence in things that is not of God and that is not giving him the glory.
Jesus.
But he gives us the strength and power to be able to use these things.
Yes.
So that we do not forget that it was him.
That's right.
That gave us the ability to have promotion.
Come on.
Praise the Lord.
I love that. And, you know, I pray that the fire, you know, many don't even realize, you know, go to God and ask him,
yeah.
Lord, I need to be put back in the fire. You know what I've learned, Pastor? I've learned that any time we start in our own mind thinking that we have arrived or that we're good,
yeah.
We need to go back before God. Anytime you start thinking, oh, I'm okay, we should ever, forever be always, you know, allowing ourselves to be made over and going before God. And anytime you get into a place where you continue to rely on yesterday's anointing and there's no fresh anointing,
yeah.
You need to be placed back into the fire because you'd be surprised of all this gunk and junk that needs to come up out. But the thing about God is he's taking all the mess out of us. He's not taking him out of us. He's
Amen.
Taken all this stuff that has come along the way, whether it be fear, whether it be doubt, whether it be, you know, judgmental, pride, ego, jealousy, all these things that we have picked up along the way because of pain, God wants to take out of us and purify us so that we can be made over, so that our witness will be a strong witness because we are supposed to be ambassadors for Christ, you know. It should no longer be church as usual.
Yes.
I don't care how many people come in the church.
Uh-huh.
I'm concerned about how many souls are being saved when they come in to
yeah.
the church.
Yeah, that's so important because that's our purpose.
Amen.
And we have to be that hospital, and we have to be, you know, of the mindset that everybody is not where they profess themselves to be. And sometimes people are going through things, but it's the love of God.
That's right.
It is the love of God that gives us the ability to be able to love people. That's why the Bible declares that charity, you know, which you have to have, covers a multitude
Amen.
Of sin. But when we cannot be our best to those who are lost, we need to check ourselves.
That's very good. And with that being said, thank you for tuning in today.
Amen.
We pray something was said or read that gave clarity about the trials and fire that come in your life. If you do not have a place to worship God, we would love for you to come out to Living Upon the Rock Church, located at 433 Kitty Hawk Road, suite number 113 in Universal City. Our Sunday service begins at 10 a.m. For Sunday school, and worship service is at 11:15, and on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. If God says the same, we will be on again next week, same time. I am your host, Evangelist White.
Pastor White.
And we are signing out. God bless and have
a blessed
day.
Amen.
Amen.